Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Barbara Friedberg. Barbara Friedberg, financial... Say it again. I lost the last word there. Barbara, what is it?
Financial expert.
There it is. What's your website? Your website.
Two websites. Okay, Barbara Friedberg, personalfinance.com.
Personalfinance.com. That's the part I missed.
And for you investors, Robo Advisor Pros.
All right. And her books are there. You can find that on the first website there. You can find all three of her books. Barbara, you're go ahead.
I just wanted to say my books are awesome Christmas gifts.
There
How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. Pick it up on Amazon or Invest and Beat the Pros. Both on Amazon.
So I can't let you get away without giving us some 2018 advice. I just gotta believe that the stock market is way overbought. It's been on a hysterical tear for over a year now. I don't see a whole lot of fundamentals different today than there were a year ago when the stock market was at 18,000. Tell me how wrong I am.
You're not wrong, but the reality is just because the market is highly valued, and that means it's just expensive for the actual underlying worth of the companies in the stock market. But just because it is overvalued doesn't mean it will go back to fair value tomorrow or next year or the year after. And that's the conundrum for investors. We don't know when valuations or stock prices will revert.
Could we have a correction in 2018 that would actually turn out to be healthy and not detrimental?
Well, corrections are healthy.
Here's the problem. We have sometimes there's a correction on Wall Street that doesn't hurt Wall Street, but it hurts Main Street. That's what I'm worried about. Could we have a Wall Street correction without taking the economy down?
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, what you're saying is, can we have a stock market correction that won't lead to a recession?
Right.
And I would say certainly, yeah, every stock market correction does not lead to a recession.
I hope you're right about that.
No, that's true, although in 2008 it did. But our economy,
but
I think,
was a different,
overall...
That was a real financial monetary mess. That business was a whole lot of corruption and everything else in that mess. Where should we put our money right now?
Well, it just depends how old you are.
Should we sell?
It depends how old you are. If you are facing retirement, if you're in your 60s and you're looking at retirement, I would say don't sell everything, but dial back your stock positions, your stock holdings, and hold a smaller percentage of those. Bulk up on some cash or some treasury securities. If you're young, I would say don't worry about it.
Shouldn't you take some profits and be ready to take advantage of a correction and buy back in when it goes down?
Not necessarily. If you're young, picking the top and the bottom is a fool's errand. It's very difficult to know when to get out and then when to get back in. You have to be right twice.
Right.
So if you're young, I'd say, look, stock market corrections happen. Continue investing throughout your life.
Write it out. If you don't need the money, write it out.
Absolutely. But if you're getting up there, I would say definitely you want to scale back your stock investment.
What about from a tax standpoint? Would it be better to take profits this year or next year? Do you know that much about the tax plan yet?
I will tell you, that tax plan is so hard to figure out.
It's a mess, isn't it?
I wouldn't begin to venture a guess on that. But some smarter people than myself are doing some analyses, and I would say look to them and don't do anything rash based on the tax plan.
It does seem like most people are going to get a cut next year.
It does seem like that. Yes, it does. There's a certain, couple slices of people that will not. But in general, I think especially middle and lower income
right.
people should benefit. The question is how much.
Well,
you know, is $200 a good benefit? I don't know.
Well, we see profit taking beginning right now to the end of the year. Do you think we'll start seeing some profit taking?
Well, that's typically what happens. That's a cycle that occurs within the market that the institutional investors tend to sell to take their profits and their tax loss selling.
Right.
But they are the biggest investors. So, of course, the answer is yes to that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Tell us it quickly. Give us 5 seconds of the Robo program.
Okay, Robo Advisor Pros. Those are investment advisors that, for a very small fee, will manage your investments to give you the greatest return
for the
least amount of risk.
Thank you, Barbara. Check it out, folks. Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.